Many young mothers may have a general idea of how motherhood will go, and in many instances, they realize later that those hopes and dreams have vanished. As Laramie writer Tiffany Holmquist Bishop explains, having two little ones can lead to changes. Tiffany Holmquist Bishop is a Laramie writer, a Shoshone native, a wife, and the patient mother of two.
Before I had children, I thought I had it all figured out. I'd roll my eyes at mothers in the grocery store who couldn't seem to keep their kids in the cart and out of the aisles. Or I would cringe when the host of a restaurant would seat a family with an insane toddler near my table. I mean the audacity of some people to think that they have the right to bring their children into a public place and let them act like, well, children. I remember thinking, when I have kids, things will be different. They will sit quietly in the cart at the grocery store and refrain from asking for things that are not on the shopping list. If I take my kids to a restaurant, they will, once again, sit quietly, eat what they ordered, and never spill their drinks. As most parents already know, the fantasy of sophisticated parents with sophisticated minions for children is just that, a fantasy. I believe Bill Cosby said it best in a stand-up routine almost 30 years ago when he said, "My wife and I were intellectuals before we had children. We were very, very bright people. Before I had children, I considered myself an intellectual. Now I find myself saying things that I never thought I would say as an intellectual or even as a parent. Things like, here, just wipe your nose on mommy's sleeve. Does anyone mind if I keep my breast milk in the office freezer? Please put some panties on before you play in the mud. Don't pee in the bath. That's yucky. Oh, don't drink the bath water. That's really yucky. Hurry, hold him down while I suck out the boogers. Does his penis look normal to you? Can you show me how to work Daddy's iPad? Why don't you go dance for your brother? He's feeling a little lonely. I'm sorry, officer. I really don't know how my six-month-old managed to dial 911. But I assure you, we are all safe in the Bishop House." So, if you find yourself making senseless declarations in front of random strangers, or maybe you can't go to the bathroom without a full-scale interrogation by a four-year-old, if the smell of spit-up brings back the most precious memories, and you still wake to the tiniest little whimper or cough, if mommy is the sweetest word you have ever heard in the whole world, then here's to you, and happy Mother's Day. I'm Tiffany Bishop.